the dog? Can
right.
you, can the dog, what else could they want to know? What did you
I don't want this dog to be automated, number one. Robots, if they're controlled, like any other tool is controlled, fine. We use technology and machines all the time. We don't do this show without, you know, technology. But...
Are you a robot?
No.
Oh, okay. Just
checking. Of course not.
Although I guess robots would probably say that too.
Yeah, it's
possible. A good robot.
I mean, I've been confused with a robot before, but I'm not going to go into that. 272-9228 if y'all want to get on the program. We had to hit the top of the hour break here. Thank you again to Dan Black Studios for sponsoring this, the first hour of News and Views. Folks, check them out. 279-6036. That's the number to call. 279-6036. Take advantage of 50% off for all News and Views listeners for tape to DVD transfers. A lot going on here in the studio. I'll be right back after this top of the hour break. Thank you for listening to News and Views. More coming up.
From the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump denies sending his personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, to Ukraine to investigate corruption and demand investigations of the Bidens in 2016 election meddling. Tells Bill O'Reilly, Giuliani acted on his own.
Rudy is a great corruption fighter.
Giuliani's your personal lawyer. So you didn't direct him to go to Ukraine to do anything or put any heat on him?
No, I didn't direct him, but he is a warrior.
The president on the O'Reilly update. A windy snowstorm hitting California and Oregon, one of two storms potentially messing up some Thanksgiving travel plans.
The storm that whipped through Colorado, Wyoming, and Nebraska has the upper Midwest in its sights, bringing with it heavy snow and a lot of wind. Weather is causing holiday travelers like Chad Noble to scramble.
My wife called me up, said we have to change our flight. She just wanted to make sure we get to Thanksgiving on time.
He's in Minnesota, where some areas could get 9 to 12 inches of snow and powerful winds today.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. America's listening to Fox News.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather.
On this big travel day, we have a frontal system moving through our state today, part of the big storm that will affect so much holiday air travel on this Thanksgiving Eve. For us, risk of showers and thunderstorms continues through the morning hours, through about midday before exiting the area, high 74. Tonight, partly cloudy, cooler, low 47. Tomorrow, a great Thanksgiving forecast. Lots of sunshine, high 67, low Thursday night 45. Black Friday, dry, comfortable, mid-70s. Iron Bowl Saturday, risk of showers during the game, but I think it's a small risk. Temperatures into the 70s, then strong to severe storms possible by Saturday night. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When it comes to serving your financial needs, CB&S Bank, formerly PrimeSouth Bank, is committed to providing you the best possible customer experience. Enjoy the same great service from the same familiar faces you know and trust. Come see them today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Enjoy delicious meat and three lunches that change daily and great burgers and salads at Peyton's Place. Check out Facebook for daily menus and use their drive-thru window for call-ahead orders. Don't forget that Peyton's Place offers catering. Peyton's Place on the Atlanta Highway across from Faulkner and now open Sundays for lunch. Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
You know that feeling you get when you spend less but get more? What if that feeling also came with a 60-day satisfaction guarantee? Raise your expectations. With WOW Business, you get fast internet and a partnership that helps enable business growth and success. Act now. Get WOW Business internet starting at $44.99 a month. Visit wowforbusiness.com. Offer for new customers. 2-year agreement required. Subject to change. Restrictions apply.
Wind Creek Wetumpka is feeling sassy at 6, and you're invited to the party. You can start earning your chances to win now. Then the fun begins at 6 p.m. on Friday, December 13th. During our 24 hours of winning giveaway, you can win a share of $60,000 in free play. Then on Saturday, December 14th, one lucky player will drive home in a 2020 BMW 740i. So come get sassy at Wind Creek Wetumpka and find your winning moment.
Billy here from AutoSave Tire and Automotive. If you need tires, come to the tire experts. We have over 200,000 tires at our disposal daily, all at the best prices. Check out our website, autosavetires.net, for your fast, free, online bottom dollar price. That's right, you can get an instant quote on your new tires, including installation, right from your computer or phone. No hassle, no haggle, bottom line pricing. So shop us and compare. We even beat tire rack prices. Check out all our services at autosavetires.net. AutoSave Tire and Automotive. Come to where your auto saves you.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. And on the web at alahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 to noon. I'm your host, Joey Clark. Alongside me this morning, April Marie Fogel.
Good morning.
Jack had to run home. Not feeling great today.
I don't know if run is exact.
Yeah, he'll be all right. 272-9228 if y'all want to get in on the program. 272-9228. Now, where to go, April Marie? Where to go? I mean, because I could get into this whole impeachment thing. It's not working out for the Democrats.
Oh, it's awful.
But I've been saying now for weeks, and a lot of people have, I'm not saying it's just Joey, but I think this impeachment, the whole reason it was brought is not because they're so earnest and crying and tearful and prayerful that the president has broken the law to dig up dirt, using his office to dig up dirt on his political opponents.
Wow.
No. This was always a cover-up. This is a cover-up, and this is getting out ahead of the Michael Horowitz report, the Inspector General for the Department of Justice, as well as what Durham and Barr are up to criminally investigating the same matters, but in a more expansive way as well. And what really tipped me off was the end of, and ticked me off as it tipped me off, is this witness they had, Dr. Fiona Hill. I'm like, what is she doing up there? Number one, she's got credential, doctor. Well, I'm a BS. I have a BS in political science, doctor, so I'm a bachelor of science here. And she did not provide any direct facts. And she really even didn't provide much characterization of, like, all the different players who were talking amongst themselves in the NSC and the State Department. Other people did that. And she provided a little bit of color there where she drew in some of the lines. But what she was really there to do is to suggest that anybody who suggests that Ukraine interfered in the 2016 election is a conspiracy theorist. And by the way, April Marie, if you ever think about, criticizing George Soros, I mean, you might as well just be anti-Semitic. I'm like, where's this coming from?
Yeah, her testimony, and it was basically Russia, Russia, Russia.
Yes, exactly. That
was her testimony.
And that's the cover-up. It didn't hit me till recently. That's the cover-up. What's going to happen is they're going to say, yeah, the spying on the Trump campaign was predicated because Russia's just so bad. And recently, Dan Morris has been playing this. Everybody's kind of picking up on this. The two bad guys that cooked up all this dirt, the firm that the DNC hired. Fusion GPS.
What do they call the report? They call it something.
The crazy. Dossier.
The dossier.
The steel dossier.
The steel, he likes to be peed on.
Right. The golden showers. Mm-hmm. But there's so much in the steel dossier which was actually written by Glenn Simpson and his friend Frisch over at Fusion
and
GPS.
And passed along, mind you, by U.S. Senator
John McCain. One of them, but John Brennan, I think McCain was late to the party. McCain gave it more... more gravitas, more weight.
More credibility.
Yeah.
In terms of, oh my gosh, I think this is an issue.
Right. But, and so did Harry Reid, but John Brennan's the guy who put this idea of Russian interference working with Trump in Harry Reid's mind. So this, I think, will be all revealed, but what they're doing is saying, no, it's just that Russia was so bad. And in fact, the guys who ran Fusion GPS, Glenn Simpson and something Frisch, they are on TV recently on Rachel Maddow, with Chuck Todd, and they're pushing this new book called Crime in Progress or something like that, or Crimes in Progress, where they're maintaining, we're still doing an investigation, not of Trump. It was never about Trump. It was always about how bad Russia is. Like, what in the world?
Here's my take on impeachment, is that it is a massive swing and miss.
Mm-hmm.
Because the people of our country, not one person who didn't already hate Trump was waking up in the morning and going, I can't wait to hear what they say. Because there was never a smoking gun. There was never a, how does this affect my life personally?
Right.
There was never a salacious, sexy angle. At least with Clinton, you know, while the impeachment was around him lying to investigators and, like, you know,
right,
whatever that, the you wanted
you
to
the blue
tune
dress
in
because yeah,
there were cigars and blue dresses.
Right. Nobody, and you had Lindsey Graham going,
it's not just about sex.
It's great. It, you had the best impeachment.
So at least with that impeachment, it was sexy.
Right.
It was sexy in every way, shape, or form.
Right.
Now, this one, we've all read the transcript, and we've all heard and seen the witnesses. And really what it seems like to me when you listen to them is a bunch of whiny bureaucrats,
yes,
who are ticked off that the president did something presidential.
Right.
And they were like, oh, wait, he made a tough call and tough decision, and he made a request, and I don't in any way, shape, or form, even watching the testimony, believe he is guilty of quid pro quo.
Well, and I think there was, to me, I think that's not, I see why they're having that defense and why they're saying no quid pro quo. Well, and because Trump told Ambassador Sondland that straight up. What do you want from Ukraine? What do you want?
I want nothing. Nothing. No quid pro quo. I want Zelensky to do the right thing. Run. He ran on anti-corruption, root out the corruption, do the right thing. I went nothing.
Well, and my favorite is that they're saying, oh, well, he said that after he knew about the whistleblower's report. And I was like, he's clarifying.
Mm-hmm.
If you think I said something, let me be very clear and say,
right,
that's not what I meant and was saying.
Right, but also life is a series of quid pro quos. It really is. That's commercial activity. That's just life in general. I don't want to boil down like relationships and stuff to just, you know, give and take. But there's a lot of give and take in life. You know, I'll give you this, you give me that. That's life.
Yeah.
The question is it a corrupt quid pro quo? And Senator John Kennedy of Louisiana, who, I love this guy, I love his accent. I was talking about him a lot yesterday. He lays it out pretty well. It's an argument that I really buy. Did the president, was he looking to root out corruption? And when he was looking to root out corruption in Ukraine, thinking the Ukrainians had, you know, had it out for him in the 2016 election, did he stumble across his political opponent? So in rooting out corruption, his political opponent, Joe Biden, gets wrapped up in it. Or did he go there going, I want Biden. All I want is Biden. I think the question of looking to investigate corruption, if it involves vice presidents or State Department officials or DNC operatives, whomever, is not categorically in Trump's personal interest. Or put another way, it's not categorically outside of the national interest. If a vice president...
It is in the national interest,
yes,
to know why Biden's son was paid an obscene amount of money, why the Obama administration got rid of this prosecutor.
Right.
Or was it an investigator prosecutor?
It's a general prosecutor. Sorry. Prosecutor general is their title. It's strange. It's almost like the parliament votes on it over there, and it's like the attorney general, but also they not only prosecute cases, they get to investigate,
so they
as
get
well.
To both.
Yeah, it's a weird,
it's like any
very powerful
crime
position.
Show in the country where they pretend the same person does it all the way
right.
through, right?
And that's how the Ukrainians actually do it.
And that's how they actually do it. Impressive. So at any rate, so yes, I think it was a swing and a miss, and now they want to like wrap it up quickly and sweep it under the rug and move on. But now they only had one chance. It's like the little boy called Wolf.
Right.
Like,
oh, yeah.
And I say they only have one chance. They actually have been after Trump since the day he was elected.
Yes, but here's the divide in the country, Eva Marie, and I think you already know this, but the left, and say your average Democrat, not a bad person, but they watch CNN, they watch MSNBC, or they watch, say, NBC Nightly News, or whatever, or CBS is the most popular right now. CBS Nightly News with Nora O'Donnell. Bombshell, bombshell, bombshell. But say it's this average person watching them. I think a lot of people, whether you're a diehard Democrat or you're kind of middle of the road, in my mind, Russia was over, and I played ball and played in good faith with Robert Mueller. I was telling folks here, folks on air, folks on my show when I had it at night, let's wait for Robert Mueller. Let's treat him as the gold standard. And when they moved the goalposts there, and the Democrats did, that's when I really started to get ticked off, because I'm like, oh, we're not being serious about this. We're not operating in good faith. And so I think a lot of people on the left, you don't have to be a crazy leftist. You could be just, say, a liberal that disagrees with me, a libertarian, on economics. Fair enough. But we agree on a lot of different stuff and basic American values. You probably didn't think that when Mueller came up short and all you had was these vague obstruction indictments, which weren't even indictments, Mueller didn't even go that far. You didn't think it ended there. You probably thought, oh, Trump did collude with Russia, but he got away with it. But in my mind, no, it all fell apart. Robert Mueller's investigation and then his testimony just tore all of that apart. And then back to these guys who work for Fusion GPS, Glenn Simpson in particular. They're on Meet the Press. They're on with Rachel Maddow saying, Christopher Steele's a great guy. Christopher Steele is a brilliant Russia expert, and he's so brilliant on Russian disinformation campaigns. Kind of talking him up the same way Fiona Hill was talked up in the impeachment hearings. But the problem with that Steele dossier is, I'm sorry, there were no ladies of the evening, you know, that Trump hired in order for people to urinate on a bed that Obama wants. Yes. Carter Page, sorry, just thinking about that story is a bit, it gives one pause. I got a hiccup there. But Carter Page never had some special deal with a Russian energy company. Michael Cohen was never in Prague setting up some dirty deal. And we're going to probably find out that people like Joseph Mifsud, the professor who met with George Papadopoulos, Papa D, he...
Isn't he running for Congress now?
He is. He just announced the other day.
Go away.
Yeah, he's running in Katie Hill's district. Katie Hill,
Yeah,
sleeping with everybody, apparently.
She does not discriminate.
I don't really knock her for that, but it's more like, you're in Congress. You can't have that. You're going to get torn down.
Campaign staffer, a congressional staffer.
Yeah.
It does not go well.
So I think this whole Russia thing is going to unravel, but to keep cover, whether you're Fusion GPS, whether you're the Democratic Party, whether you're certain former now members of the FBI, or you're John Brennan, or you're James Clapper, what you have to do in order, when you know, oh crap, Horowitz and Durham, they've got us. How do we save face in the public eye? Oh, we'll just go back to the well. It's Russia's doing it. Either Russia is the one pushing this disinformation campaign, or Russia was just so bad that we might have gone a little too far, but we didn't have no malice.
Well, that was the point.
And Russia's still trying to do it.
Yeah.
So if Trump, and that's the thing, folks, if Trump tries to defend himself, and you already heard this with Republicans in the House defending Trump, if the Republicans in the Senate at the trial, if we get there, because it's falling apart quick, the wheels are falling off, if Republicans are trying to defend the president in a Senate trial, all of it will be labeled as a Russian operation. It's crazy. It's absolutely crazy. And I don't think a lot of Americans are going to buy it. What I hope is that that certain segment of, you know, Democrats have their heads screwed on straight. Independents, and we're already seeing independents move with the impeachment process, especially in battleground states. I hope they wake up and see, I want them to be pissed off. Because they were fed this stuff for 2.5 going on 3 years now.
Yeah,
and I want you to wake up. I don't think most people in the Democratic Party are McCarthyite. When did y'all become the party of a Russian under every bed? When did you become the party of, like Red Dawn, Wolverines? When did that happen? What happened to Obama saying the 80s call, want their foreign policy back? Like, I don't know what's happened to the Democratic Party. It's I feel like y'all should feel betrayed because you could hit this president on the issues. And you might be able to win. Maybe you're not. But we could at least have an honest policy debate. But instead, we're caught up in scandal and investigations and Russia's doing everything. And I think people in the Democratic Party, just average Democrats, should be angry at their own party and their own leadership, especially giving in to the far left crazies.
Yeah.
It is.
I love your passion on this topic. Yeah. I know I've said this before. It's infuriating. But on the other hand, you know, and it's so funny because I keep saying nobody's going to talk about this at Thanksgiving. This is not the kind of thing where sitting around a Thanksgiving table, people are like, so what did you think of those impeachment hearings? And they're going to go witness by witness. No, they're going to be like, it was a big waste of effing time.
But my uncle is, my Uncle Mark, I think he's in town now. I hope you're listening, Uncle Mark. He's an editor at the Orlando Sentinel. I think he's in the business section now. He's a Democrat. He's been a lifelong Democrat. And I'm sure I like talking to him because we can talk without getting angry. And other people at the table, kind of, there's a pucker factor. They're like, oh no, politics. Oh no, people are gonna yell. No, but we have good discussions. And I'm sure he'll have a different take than I do on the impeachment process, because at the end of the day, this is a Rorschach test, a political Rorschach test. Yeah, what do you see? And I see a big worked up cover up for certain interests that were running the Democratic Party, running law enforcement at the highest levels, running the intelligence community at the highest levels, and opposition researchers trying to save face by going on NBC networks. It is crazy what's going on now.
It is absolutely crazy. But for the normal individual who doesn't host a radio show, sure, who doesn't write for the paper, I guarantee you, no more. Even if it's the person who sits in front of the sofa watching 24-hour news all day, this is not going to be the thing on Thanksgiving that is the topic for the entire meal.
No, not at all.
Because it's not, there isn't that, the depth to it, I guess. And as you are describing, it's shallow. This is a very shallow witch hunt in which they don't have a lot there.
Well, and also, no matter what side you're on, where your inclinations may be, a lot of people just get tired of so-and-so did what and to so-and-so, and they knew this. Like, sometimes, I love this stuff, but I know that a lot of folks out there are like, this is too complicated, man.
Yeah,
I got stuff to do with my life instead of research all the corrupt crap Washington, D.C. does. And by the way, folks, a lot of my passion comes from the fact that I am still a kooky, crazy libertarian. I'm anti-Trump. I don't love everything Trump does, but I do find that he pisses off the right people, and he's hilarious while he does it. Very entertaining.
I find him obnoxious, but I find his policies good and well-intentioned. I love the majority of his appointees, and I think, hands down, 100%, he has gotten a completely unfair shake from the media and the liberals, unlike any other president. Now, those who are Democrats will say Obama got an unfair shake. Y'all talked about his birth certificate. Not y'all. I personally didn't. But people talked about his birth certificate. People talked about, you know, him, whatever, his smoking pot. They did rumors. That was nothing to the degree at which people are attacking Trump and have been attacking him and his administration for the entirety of it.
Well, and because of my, I agree with all that, but my libertarian origins just reminded me that I don't need to read any of this conspiracy crap one way or another. The government's a gang of thieves writ large, and it's a bunch of competing interests and gangs competing over the ultimate power. I know there are good people caught up in it. Mm-hmm. I'm not denying people feel earnest and principled about stuff, but at the end of the day, what are we seeing? What explains all this bad behavior and this lying and stretching the truth and tall tales? And we're not talking about Pecos Bill or, you know, Paul Bunyan. We're talking about a serious issue. Why all this bad behavior? It's because people act badly when they're really fighting it out for power, and they don't actually want to be honest with the people.
It's always,
it always comes back to that.
Power, money, girls? Is that like
sex, power, money? Yeah, exactly.
So here's the thing about this that I'm going to say is, I said it when Obama was elected, and all of the Republicans were like, oh my goodness, he's going to take our gun rights, he's going to take this, he's going to do that, he's going to do the other. You name it, they thought he was going to be the boogeyman for it. The left feels that way about Trump.
Sure.
He's going to destroy our country. The most amazing part of our nation is its foundation, in that no one individual, whether it be one term or two terms, can destroy the foundation of our nation. Our people and our the way our government is designed, we can roll it back. Now, there are things you can't roll back entirely, but for the most part, by and large, I believe with my whole heart that the foundation of our government and the foundation of our country is so strong. I mean, the foundation in which the way it's built, not the, you know, the bigness and whatever of it, but the way
the
that our founding fathers, made our government is such that no one individual, whether it be Donald Trump, Barack Obama, had Hillary Clinton won, she could not have destroyed our nation. She could have done some severe damage. Trump could do some severe damage. But at the end of the day, we can and will survive 8 years of any one person, and we will rebound.
I generally agree, but I think I'm a little more cynical. I think we are actually, and it's not to do with Trump or Clinton or Obama. I think when I look at, say, the last 50 years, we've been sliding in a direction that is very perilous and not living up to our founding, let alone...
In terms of freedoms.
Freedoms, but also like things like we're not going to be able to just service the debt. We don't have to pay down all the 20-something trillion, but if we can't even pay off the interest payments for it, especially if interest rates go up, it's these sorts of things. It's also the mentality of a lot of folks. There doesn't seem to be as much respect for liberty and individual agency and individual responsibility and people can do. It's almost like everybody's helpless and they need their political champions. And that theme that's running through both sides right now worries me a bit. I don't think it's the end, so I agree with you somewhat. But I think we have been sliding in a direction that is more about to get anything done in America, you have to go to politics. And I don't think that's our... Aside from the government and the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, I agree with you there. But there's also been an American culture of independence and know-how, rugged individualism, so to speak. And it's always been a battle between the majority and the theocrats and the people that want to control things, this sort of Puritan instinct, and then those who are more individualistic and want individual liberties. And I hope we don't completely lose that, because it seems like we're going that way, especially with social media. It's so easy to get into mob activity. You feel good being part of a crowd that's talking somebody down and, you know, calling out all the lies and hypocrisies of the age, like you're Howard Beale or something. We got too many mad prophets out there, but here, let's
go to the... We have two phone lines lighting up.
Let's go to Red Top. Red Top, welcome to News and Views.
Good, free, happy Thanksgiving, guys.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Good morning. Happy Thanksgiving.
And who are you? Who is your guest today?
This is April Marie Fogle with Alabama Today, altoday.com.
Oh, wonderful. Good to hear your voice and talk to you. I want to make a few comments. First of all, you damn right, Donald Trump is arrogant, and that's what he's supposed to be. A president is supposed to be arrogant and forceful and clear-minded, and that's what the hell we got for one.
I don't mind the arrogance. I mind the obnoxiousness. There are times in which he is obnoxious.
Good. look where in the hell he is and what the hell he has to deal with every day. You better believe he's obnoxious, and the only reason why he's getting somewhere because he's more obnoxious than the rest, and he's a hell of a lot smarter.
Red Top knows about this.
And
love you,
as Joe, you can tell her I am a staunch libertarian.
Yes,
hot,
you are.
Hot and heavy on it.
Mm-hmm.
And yesterday I saw him pardon a turkey. I want him to win the election next year and cook the damn thing. There ain't a leader in the world that's going around pardoning turkey. Pathetic concept. So cook the damn thing. Okay. I know I scared the hell out of everybody when I said that, but a turkey's for cooking, not glorifying. You know what I mean?
It's one of those warm and fuzzy opportunities for the president. But yeah, there's nothing manly about a president party.
Bread and butter.
If I wanted a warm and fuzzy president, I'd get a Care Bear.
But Red Top, did you hear what he said? He got a dig in at Adam Schiff while pardoning the turkeys. Did you hear it?
No.
Okay, stay on the line. I'm going to play this. Stay on the line. Okay. This is Trump in the Rose Garden pardoning the turkeys.
Bread and butter.
That's the turkeys' names.
In Tar Heel State by farmer Wellie Jackson, who's here with us with his wife, Tara, and their lovely family. And I want to thank you very much. Great job. Great job. Thank you very much.
Yeah, great job raising those turkeys.
How hard is it to raise a turkey?
Thankfully, bread and butter have been specially raised by the Jacksons to remain calm under any condition, which will be very important because they've already received subpoenas to appear in Adam Schiff's basement on Thursday. It's true. Hundreds of people have. It seems the Democrats are accusing me of being too soft on turkey. But bread and butter, I should note that unlike previous witnesses, you and I have actually met.
Joey, yeah. Did that actually happen?
Yes.
It's like the Capitol Press Corps, like, roasting event.
That's great.
Joey, the mainstream media only paid, like, 5 seconds of that. I didn't hear none of that.
Oh, and I got that from NBC's YouTube page. So, it's funny stuff. That's really good.
Yes. Thank you. That's exactly what I wanted my president to do. All he's got to do to make me happiest is cook those damn birds.
Well, Red Top, I know you got more, but we got to hit a break here. You're welcome to...
Hey, fellas, y'all have a great Thanksgiving. Roll Tide.
Happy Thanksgiving, War Eagle.
Oh, go my. Seminoles.
This is a great... Oh, get out of
I'm,
here
I'm
with
just
that.
Throwing that out there. But yes, we're Roll Tide for the Iron Bowl.
Oh, War Eagle. War damn Eagle. I thought I liked you.
The boys in my house are War Eagle. The girls are Roll Tide.
I thought I liked you. More news and views after this. Joey Clark, April Marie Fogle, 272-9228 if you want to get in. Be right back.
Weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Sounds like a job for AC by Lou Choir.
It's a year-end comfort closeout sale you don't want to miss. For a limited time, AC by Lou Choir is offering a complete Harrier air conditioning and heating system for just a fraction over cost. As a bonus, all qualified customers can also get 0% financing. Lou Choir is proud to announce we now service Auburn and Opelika for all your heating, cooling, and plumbing needs. Turn to the experts at AC by Lou Choir and Carrier. Visit acbythechoir.com today.
Sounds like a job for AC by Lou Choir.
License number 84417.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. Since 1963, Bernie has been the Montgomery-grown document technology leader in the River Region. During our 55 years, we have seen a lot of copier companies come and go. That's why we do more than just offer our clients copiers. We offer a diverse portfolio, including document capture and storage, digitizing your paper-based processes, and software to manage costs. Call me on my cell at 201-0199 and ask me about our managed print program where we can cut your printing costs in half. 201-0199.
Pecans, pecans, pecans. Sweet Creek Farm Market has the largest selection of local pecans and pecan products in town. Whether they're for a gift or for your family, we have all types. Roasted and salted, honey roasted, praline, chocolate honey baked, or creamy white chocolate pecans. Don't miss the double chocolate bourbon pecan pies. Open on Black Friday. Follow Sweet Creek Farm Market on Facebook for specials. Sweet Creek Farm Market, 2 miles south of Taylor Road and Highway 231 in Pike Road.
It's the Thanksgiving week sale going on now through Sunday at Southern Homes and Gardens. Shop Black Friday prices all week long on holiday favorites like 50% off selected Christmas ornaments, decor, and pre-wrapped gifts. 50% off all undecorated pre-lit lifelike Christmas trees, wreaths, and garland. Plus, shop unique gifts for everyone on your Christmas list, including jewelry, purses and totes, kids' toys and books, guide gifts, and more. Shop Black Friday prices now during the Thanksgiving week sale at Southern Homes and Gardens Vaughn Road.
This is Ryan Turner with Infusion Wellness Center. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for about 3 years now, and it's a great way to get your name out there and reach the people your business needs to grow and succeed. Highly recommended.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. And on the web at alahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368 and Equal Housing Lender.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views. I'm Joey Clark, 272-9228 if you want to get it on the program. April Marie Fogle's here in studio hanging out. You like Foxy Shazam? That's this band doing this song. It's a little over the top, but
it is
like
a little over the top.
Yeah, I like that crap.
I have been on a Carrie Underwood tear lately.
Oh, God. And she's beautiful and talented and wonderful.
I just bought tickets to see her in January, and
awesome.
I've got her, like, best of and, you know, the Apple list. And
yeah.
So I think there's, like, 160 songs, and it just plays through. And so that's what I've been listening to in my 2-hour drives to appear on the radio.
I won't belabor the point because folks already know this about me. But I'm a huge Prince fan, and Saturday they're dropping the 1999 reissue, and two discs have, it's like 20-something songs of unreleased material. Because the guy was incredibly prolific. Stuff from the vault, I'm excited about that.
1999 by Prince was my high school graduation song because I graduated in 1999.
Nice, nice. It's a great album.
Did you want to hear what I gasped about? The Alabama Supreme Court has found that the city of Birmingham violated the Alabama Memorial Preservation Act when they covered up the statue in Lynn Park. They reversed and remanded with instructions that the court shall impose the $25,000 fine, a day fine, on the city.
Oh, crap.
Can you, not that they're clearly not going to make them pay this, but hopefully this sends a message, and hopefully those, am I allowed to say jackasses?
Yes.
Those jackasses in Birmingham uncover the statue and get their act together.
Well, and also, if you want to take a statue down, just go through official channels. Let's do this in an honest way instead of kind of in the middle of the night. Oh, let's just cover it up or tear it down or deface it. Like let's have an actual argument. For instance, if somebody wants to argue to change the name of Jeff Davis and Lee High Schools, we can have a conversation, but let's not make it a ridiculous thing.
They went and just covered up with black plywood.
Right.
And it's been covered up. And I am so glad that the Supreme Court decided this, because I think it's absolutely ridiculous for city officials to decide state law doesn't apply to them,
right,
and do this, because as you said, there is a proper way to do something and an improper way, and this was wrong.
All about process, baby. All about process. Let's go to the phones. Bud has been very patient. Bud, welcome to News and Views.
Good morning to both of you. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. I'm kind of waking up now after my whiskey sipping last night.
I understand. You know, I wanted just kind of talk, you were saying earlier, you don't recognize the Democratic Party.
Yeah.
And I want to take you back maybe 25, 30 years ago.
Okay.
Bill Clinton and the Republican-controlled House and Senate, even though they went through impeachment, even though they were at each other's throat, Newt and the president were able to work together.
Yeah.
And accomplished some really wonderful things for this nation. They hated each other's guts, but they did what was best for the American people. Yeah, Trump is so unique in the sense that he's not a Republican president. He's not your typical president. He's actually willing to work what is best for the blue-collar workers of America. Be it the renegotiating of NAFTA,
mm-hmm.
whether it's importing pharmaceuticals, a complete revamping of, you know, competition, this type of stuff. But the Democrats under Pelosi and Schumer hate this president so much, they are willing to harm untold millions of Democrat and Republican blue-collar people. And that is what is so terrible. Listen, I darn sure don't agree with anything that Pelosi and Schumer stand for. That radical view is contrary to what I think is best for America. And I think maybe your guest there today would also say that Schumer and Pelosi do not represent what she values as a Democratic voter.
I'll let her speak for herself, but I would guess so.
I've never been a Democrat voter in my life, but
yeah.
I don't think they represent any Democrats that I know. They are far liberal.
We are here in Alabama, though,
and so that is what is so terrible. Whether you love Trump or hate Trump or you tolerate Trump, you have a unique position, a moment of history, a snapshot where some wonderful, wonderful things that could happen to help the typical blue-collar worker in America. And they're not willing to do that. And actually, I will say it's only because of one reason, the Supreme Court. I think when you can sum up why they are so vehemently opposed to this president is they do not want him to name another Supreme Court justice.
Right.
Whether it be Kennedy or whether it be Ruth Bader Ginsburg or whether it be a replacement for Clarence Thomas, the Democrats historically over the last 50 years have not been able to get what they wanted accomplished legislatively. It's only been through a liberal court system. And they understand if they replace Ruth Bader Ginsburg with a Trump-appointed justice, it's shut down. I mean, their agenda is completely destroyed. And so I don't want to say they hate him because of his policies, but they are terrified of what he can do to the Supreme Court.
I think you're spot on with that analysis. Absolutely. I think we are at a crossroads with the Supreme Court. If Trump gets another pick, it changes the court for a long, long time.
Well, and we can't discount the lower-level court appointments that he has made.
Oh, he has completely revamped that, yes.
So, and this is what a lot of my friends who are never Trumpers don't understand, because I can say with 100% certainty that I find him to be completely obnoxious. But I can also say with 100% certainty, I am so glad he beat Hillary Clinton. And I am so grateful for many, many of the appointments he's made, especially judicially. And then he has made some really good cabinet picks that have done great jobs of rolling back Obama-era regulations that didn't need to ever be there. And so so while I personally find him...
You don't like his personality.
I don't like his personality.
Yeah.
His policies in terms of what he has accomplished has really done great things for our country. And there is no denying the way he has shaped the courts.
Know, I know, I think when I was reading last week, of all the circuit courts... the different levels, the areas immediately beneath the Supreme Court. He has turned five of those courts from a majority that was appointed by Democratic presidents into a majority by Republican presidents, especially when you look at what he's doing on the Ninth Circus Court of Appeals.
Right.
I mean, it's amazing. We actually now have, I did not know this, but you don't have somebody there appointing this judge, this judge, this judge. You have three judges' panels, and they make decisions, and that can be appealed to the greater circus court of appeals. But you actually now have Republican-appointed justices within that three circuit judge grouping that are now making decisions on the Ninth Circuit's appoint. I mean, it is radically changing what's happening. And again, they're terrified of the judicial system that he and Mitch McConnell, listen, I don't care for Cocaine Mitch or whatever you want to call him, whatever his moniker is today or next week. But they are, I mean, another four more years of Trump, if he is reelected, and I really, really, really think he will be reelected, next 50, 60, 70 years of court history will be completely changed because of what they have been able to accomplish.
Indeed. Well said, Bud. I got to run, but I appreciate
the
call.
Thank you,
sir. Thank you, sir. Appreciate Bud's calls all the time. He's a frequent caller, good listener. Thank you again to Bud. This part of the program, folks, brought to you by Heirloom Jewelers.
Well, I really need to go visit them.
Yeah, Troop Booth, please do, because maybe you can find a Christmas gift for yourself. Just get a gift for yourself. Be your own Santa. Because I'm over there. I'm visiting your booth at Heirloom Jewelers. They're over on 6948 Vaughn Road. If you're going east on Vaughn Road, just past Bell, it's that first turn on the right. It's in the little strip center there, Heirloom Jewelers. And Troop Booth does an incredible job. He takes Mondays off because he's always traveling and trying to find unique pieces. They specialize at Heirloom Jewelers in fine antique and estate jewelry. And he showed me this ring. He said, look at how delicate and fine this is. It was handmade. They can't make stuff like this today.
No, they don't make stuff like that anymore.
They don't take the time. But he says, even though it looks delicate and really fragile, he said, no, it's quite durable. More durable than a lot of the new stuff because they really took the time. And what an incredible Christmas gift that would be, whether a ring or a necklace or for the husband.
Do you have anniversaries coming up? Men, mm-hmm. Have you had a new child this year?
And also women out there, they do watches as well.
Yeah. And women, I am not what the mainstream media would call a feminist by any stretch of the imagination. But I will say, woman, go ahead and buy yourself a ring.
Take the initiative.
Buy yourself a piece of jewelry.
And you can't go wrong going to Heirloom Jewelers. Over 40 years of specializing in acquiring the very best antique and estate pieces. They can also not only sell you these great one-of-a-kind pieces, again, rings, necklaces,
earrings.
Will
they buy them from you?
They'll buy your jewelry as well. And the way you do that is you call 260-0066, 260-0066, and set up an appointment. It'll usually be in the morning sometime. That gives Troop Booth plenty of time to, you know, look over what you have. He'll appraise it. And then if you agree on the value, takes your ID, boom, gets you a purchase receipt. You got your money. And he gets your jewelry. It's a quid pro quo that people love. Like I was mentioning.
That is going to be your phrase of the day, isn't it?
Indeed. So check them out today. Heirloom Jewelers with Troop Booth. These are the pros when it comes to antique and estate jewelry. They're all trained at the Gemological Institute of America. Fancy
you
name.
You made that word up.
No, Gemological Institute of America.
I know that's a
real
word.
Thing. So check them out today. Great sponsor of News and Views. Heirloom Jewelers with Troop Booth. And be sure when you stop by there, give them a call to tell them that Joey and Jack from News and Views sent you. We'll be right back, folks. Got to hit another break here. You're listening to News and Views with Joey Clark, April Marie Fogle in the house today. 272-9228 if you want to give us a call.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. And on the web at alahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender.
What could Alabama do with $1 billion? Fund education, health care, public safety, improve the quality of life for all. The Porch Creek Indians have a solid plan for gaming to bring Alabama $1 billion. A game changer for our state. Visit winningforalabama.com, paid for by the Porch Band of Creek Indians.
Hi, I'm Rebecca, owner of Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon. Are you looking for that perfect holiday gift? Get that special someone a gift certificate to use on the services they love. Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon, the only salon, med spa, and day spa located in the heart of downtown Prattville.
Donald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The economy grew faster than expected in the 3 months ending in September. GDP increased by 2.1% on an annualized basis. That's stronger than the original estimate of 1.9% and was a surprise to many economists. Hamilton creator Lin-Manuel Miranda is getting into the act, promoting Small Business Saturday, which is this weekend. That's when customers are encouraged to patronize local stores. Miranda says that when he grew up in the Washington Heights section of Manhattan, small businesses were a staple in the community. Well, HP's been having problems selling printers, and that hit the company's bottom line in the fiscal fourth quarter. HP earned 26 cents a share, down from 91 cents a year earlier. All this happening as Xerox is making a play for HP. That's your business report. I'm Roger Stern, invested in you.
Message and data rates may apply. TNC and privacy terms can be found at babbel.com/terms. Please don't text and drive.
Do you want to learn to speak a new language but don't have enough time? Then you need to try Babbel, the language learning app that you can try for free. Babbel's lessons are just 15 minutes or less, and you can go at your own pace. You'll be amazed at how easy Babbel makes it. Start your first lesson in the language of your choice for free. Download the Babbel app or text LISTEN to 64000. Text LISTEN to 64000.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
On this big travel day, we have a frontal system moving through our state today, part of the big storm that will affect so much holiday air travel on this Thanksgiving Eve. For us, risk of showers and thunderstorms continues through the morning hours through about midday before exiting the area, high 74. Tonight, partly cloudy, cooler, low 47. Tomorrow, a great Thanksgiving forecast. Lots of sunshine, high 67, low Thursday night 45. Black Friday, dry, comfortable, mid-70s. Iron Bowl Saturday. Risk of showers during the game, but I think it's a small risk. Temperatures into the 70s, then strong to severe storms possible by Saturday night. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 3.5% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
Marguerite's, first time ever, a pre-Thanksgiving blowout! We're going to have doorbusters, tons of doorbusters, $29 stud pearl earrings, $99 diamond stud earrings, our baby diamond cross. Everyone loves it at $299. Well, forget about it. 99, limit of 50 of them. That's it. $99, baby diamond cross. Unbelievable doorbusters. Diamonds, 60% off. Watches, 49% off. All bands, 49%. Everything has a doorbuster price. Everything. Later available till Christmas. Thank you.
Ward Yamaha, Kawasaki, Honda, Suzuki, Polaris, and Can-Am in Troy is family-owned and celebrating 47 years in business. They've been going strong for three generations, and the fourth generation is here. So come on in and be a part of the family. They now have six brands under one roof. Yamaha, Kawasaki, Honda, Suzuki, Polaris, and Can-Am. Hunting season's so very important in the South, and for 40 years, Ward's has been your hunting and play headquarters. Located on Highway 231 in Troy, Alabama. Find them on Facebook. Go see AJ and Troy Ward.
Celebrate holidays on the Harriet with a fun and festive cruise on the Harriet 2. This includes holiday dinner, live entertainment, and cash bar. Cruising will be every Friday and Saturday beginning December 6th. Tickets are $48 for adults and $38 for children. Sponsored by Bama Budweiser. For more info, go to funofmontgomery.com.
Let Metro Fitness help you earn cash. Metro Fitness has a membership drive going on now through December 31st. Join Metro and bring in one new member that joins for a year and receive $100 in cash. Yes, you heard me correctly. A year too long? Sign up for 3 months and bring a friend to join for 3 months and you receive $50. No limit to how many people you can bring in. Only at Metro Fitness, metrofitness.com.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. And on the web at alahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368 and Equal Housing Lender.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views. News and Views from 9 to noon. I'm Joey Clark, your host. My co-host, Jack Campbell. He showed up earlier, but not feeling well. He had to go home. And get well soon, Jack. Happy Thanksgiving, all things considered. In-house with me, though, is April Marie Fogel. And thank you so much for being here.
So glad to be here. It's been a while. I haven't been able to be here for a little bit.
It has been a while. And when I'm by myself, I tend to rant and rave. And you help mellow me out a little bit. With your own ranting and raving. It's great.
Yeah, I like to rant and rave, too.
So let's
different things?
Look, quickly, because we don't have much time in the segment, let's revisit this Birmingham, this ruling by the Alabama Supreme Court. What was the statue they covered up?
That's a good question. It is a, I know it's in Lynn Park. It is, a Confederate memorial.
Okay.
And Mayor Bell and the city council covered it up. And in 2000, it had been covered up for so long that the last time that AL.com wrote about it, it was over $6 million in fees.
Mm-hmm.
So we're probably at you know, $7, $8 million. Now, of course, the state is not going to make the city pay that. They'll come up with some deal or whatever. But this should be a lesson to local elected officials that you don't get to make rules up as you go.
Or you can't
decide, pick and choose which state laws you're going to.
This is bullcrap.
This is a bullcrap thing that the city did.
Mm-hmm.
Did you catch that in time?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
So, keeping me on my toes, I see.
I use a naughty word, guys.
But with the, how did you learn that word? I'm a lady.
Sorry.
No. It was making me laugh. My grandfather the other day was telling me that he just has this thing where, like, he's not going to say much, but he can't stand it when women curse.
Oh.
And he's like, obviously, it's not like a women know your place thing. It's just a hint, a pet peeve of his.
That's so funny.
And it's so funny. And apparently, like, one of his bosses in the military, in the Air Force, cursed like not an airman, like a sailor.
So I have a story about that. So I worked on a re-election campaign for State Senator Lee Constantine down in Central Florida. And there were three women that were working on this campaign.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, we were young and we thought we knew everything, and we were pains in the tush, and
mm-hmm.
And we cursed like sailors.
Right.
And so at some point the Republican Party of Florida decided to send somebody down, because here we are, these three young ladies running this campaign, having no clue what to do. And I will never forget, the state senator called us into his office and he said, y'all have to take down the swearing. This man is not used to hearing three lovely
young ladies
swear all the time.
I love it.
And I am pretty good about, like, the way in which I swear.
Sure.
But I will say BS. I will say...
Well, there's a time and a place.
I will occasionally say an F-bomb.
Oh, my. How scandalous.
It is scandalous. And darn it. I will say darn it. Those are my three. But apparently we were saying it with such regularity that we offended the gentleman sent down from the party, and the senator was like, you guys cut this out.
Yeah, I've had those moments too, because, you know, you're a single guy going through your 20s, and now you're 30, and all of a sudden you're having what is to you a normal conversation, and you realize, oh, I'm in a restaurant with a lot of families. I need to watch my mouth.
I will say something.
You got to be cognizant. Like, I never want to scandalize somebody's children. I mean,
yeah,
that,
if I'm with my children, rules. I will say something. Can you watch your language?
But I have this question, and after this, we got to hit the top of the hour break. As you've gotten older, I don't know what your relationship is like with your family members, your parents, or aunts and uncles. I don't know anything about your situation.
If I swore in front of any member of my family, I would regret it forever.
See, I don't do it in front of the women, but because I don't hear them curse often. But I've noticed with my uncles and grandparents, it's kind of a fair game now. Like, they consider me.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, with you?
Yeah, with me.
Oh, with you. Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah,
fine.
It's like, oh, it's a weird thing to say. I've joined the adult club, quote unquote, because, oh, we can curse. We can act immaturely.
It
means you're not mature.
I will scowl at my little brother, who, and I say little brother, I'm 38, he's 36 now.
Okay.
I will scowl at him if he curses in front of any member, an aunt, a grandparent, or whatever. We still don't do it.
Yeah, well, our family will do it if it's like a joke and a punchline.
No. Nope.
That'll be allowed.
Don't do it.
You can't do it all the time, though. But we got to hit the top of the hour break. Last hour, news and views coming up. We're treating this like a Friday, because for all intents and purposes, it is a Friday.